We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelier along with Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge, 3535 Perkins Road. Want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. Now it's time to go inside the Tiger Den, brought to you by GoTax Resolution, your GoTax Resolution team. GoTax Go on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line covers the Baylor Bears for the Waco Tribune Herald, Zach Smith. Zach, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Happy to be here. Happy to talk about some football. I'm looking forward to one final game.
There you go. I was telling this to Herb that, man, to start the season, you know, I got to know Dave when he was here in at LSU. And, boy, I see, you know, a 2-4 start. And I was like, uh-oh, he might be in some trouble there.
That's right.
And then the wheel off six straight wins. But it was really built on the offensive side of the ball. How big of a surprise was that? Because you got great production from your quarterback and Sawyer Robertson and Bryson Washington and Dawson Pendergrass.
Yep.
It's kind of be receiver by committee with then distributing the football a lot to a lot of different people like Josh Cameron, Ashton Hawkins, Hal Presley, and a guy I know a lot about, Michael Trigg at tight end. You know, Mike, highly recruited guy, goes to USC and ends up at Ole Miss and then is with Baylor. So how surprised were you with that, that, man, to peel off six straight wins like that and really to make this season sort of special for Dave? If he can win today, especially against LSU.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the offense, the season-ending winning streak was certainly surprising. Like, it kind of, like you said, they were kind of dead in the water to start the year. And to end the way they did is fantastic. And that was, frankly, surprising. But the offense itself and the production and all the numbers and everything, like, I kind of expected that. They brought in Jake Spavital. He was the former head coach at Texas State. He coached Johnny Manziel, all that fun stuff. And so they kind of revamped the offense back in January. And they knew what they had. They knew they had the pieces to put everything together. And it was just a matter of time. It took six games for them really to put everything together. And obviously you've seen, once it did come together, man, it is hard to stop. And you went down the list. It is, you know, it's not like Sawyer Robertson is a key. Bryson Washington is a key. The offensive line is a key. There are so many names on this offense that can beat you, and that's what makes them so dangerous and consistent. And it's just, man, it has been so much fun to watch. But to answer your question, you know, I am not really surprised at the production of this offense just because of the pieces that they had and kind of what they showed even early on in the spring. They knew what they had, and it's just kind of coming to fruition right now.
Zach, Mike and I talked about the, I guess, lack there of luster, if you will, with the bowl games and things of that nature that's happening now with the playoff and all this other stuff that's going on. What's the energy in the locker room, you think, in the Baylor locker room going into this Texas Bowl against LSU today?
I mean, it's high. This is, you know, I went to Michigan State, so I was around the Michigan State football program back when Mark D'Antonio had them going to bowl games all the time. And it felt like back then, bowl games were a big deal. And that's what it kind of feels like for Baylor right now. This team is so happy to be here. They are so, motivated to win this game, you know. You've got to look really big picture. Go back to last year. At the end of last year, they won three games. Vibes were low. The offense couldn't, you know, move the ball. The defense couldn't stop anyone. And so they just completely just, they were out to prove that was kind of a fluke. And so to do what they did this season and end the season as strong as they have, like, this group is, the vibes are high, the motivation is high, and they are just so happy to be here. You want to talk about opt-outs? There have not been many opt-outs at all. Maybe one player that plays part of the time has entered the transfer portal. Everybody else is playing for Baylor. So this is a full squad, and they are raring to go for this bowl game.
I know you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, Zach, but talk to us a little bit about the difference between the start of the season and what do you think was the thing that clicked with this team, coaching staff, or organization, whatever you want to call it, program that really turned it around for him. I know you talk players and things like that, but you know, there's always something that's underlying or something that's bubbling underneath the surface that really makes things start to go the right way. What do you think that was for this team?
Yeah, that's been the million-dollar question. We've asked Dave Aranda and the players that plenty over the last 6 weeks or so. But I think that there was just a confidence that came out when they went to Texas Tech. And that game means a lot to Baylor. That's a rivalry game against a rival. Sawyer Robertson, the quarterback, is from Lubbock. He really wanted to go to Tech, but they didn't offer him a scholarship. So I think if you asked him, gave him some truth serum, he was more motivated for that game. And like I said before, they knew what they had. They just hadn't put it all together. So that Texas Tech game, you know, he goes out there, Sawyer Robertson throws 5 touchdown passes. Baylor scores the most points in the Dave Aranda era, you know, and they really show that confidence that they had, that they hadn't shown for 4 full quarters, that confidence just came to fruition and it actually happened. So it's hard to quantify why the turnaround happened and why this streak is happening. But I think that's the best way we can talk about it. Just because they were kind of out in the wilderness, so to speak, for the first 6 games, and they couldn't put four quarters together. But that Texas Tech game and the confidence that it brought just changed everything.
Zach, one of the things we living in the world now, kind of pay for play, and that's just the way it is in college athletics today. How has Dave Aranda and his staff embraced the transfer portal? Because that's a big part of it. At first, Brian Kelly did not embrace it here at LSU at all.
No,
man, he tapped the brake all over the place.
Was he?
And finally, he's come around to the fact that you cannot live without it. You've got to be able to be competitive in the transfer portal to get some of the pieces when you're going to lose, especially like with LSU. They lose a lot of people early to the NFL draft. How has Dave Aranda and his staff and also the money people at Baylor reacted to the NIL transfer portal era of college sports?
Man, it is a fascinating time to be in college athletics at this point. But that's one thing I give Dave Aranda a lot of credit for. And like I'm sure you said, you know Dave Aranda, he was at LSU. He is brutally honest. Like he is one of the most honest coaches that he'll tell it how it is, whether it's good or bad. And so he was very upfront with his shortcomings with the transfer portal and NIL over the last really 3 years or so. And so I think that he has this year kind of gone back into his defensive coordinator thing, defensive coordinator mindset, and kind of let the NIL GM. They brought in an NIL GM and they hired a bunch of people that focus on NIL and the transfer portal. So Dave Aranda definitely has his fingers in all of these holes, but you know he is letting the people that know how to do it focus on it. And you're seeing Baylor succeed. Like they're certainly not LSU, who last time I checked had the number one incoming transfer portal class, but they're fighting, they're filling holes that they need. They're getting top name recruits. They just got a 4-star edge rusher from Oregon yesterday. So, you know, NIL is not as robust as it is in many of the SEC schools at Baylor, but I think that the Baylor like donors, they want to put their money in the smart spots. And I think Dave Aranda and specifically the other people that are kind of running NIL and the transfer portal for Baylor really are doing a good job of picking out the good pieces to go find. So, you know, yes, I think Dave Aranda has completely changed his tune from just a couple years ago on NIL and the transfer portal, and Baylor is better off for it.
When you think about Big 12 play, you think about a lot of high scoring offenses, but defense, matzo on that particular part. And that, no matter how you change the teams, that's kind of how you look at the Big 12 today with the teams playing that, you know, you trying to outscore the other team and you maybe get a turnover here or there defensively. Is that basically what you've seen all year long from watching in the Big 12?
Yeah, yes and no. I think that there's a little bit more of a the defense in the Big 12 is not as bad as it once was. But especially when it comes to Baylor, yes, because Baylor's offense has been pretty much unstoppable for most of the season, really. And its defense, which is being led by Dave Aranda for the first time since he got here, has been a bit shaky. And that's where you've seen them go out and fill spots in the transfer portal and whatnot, is to fix that bit of a leaky defense. So when it comes to Baylor, absolutely. Like, it is very throwback Big 12 where, you know, they're scoring a lot of points, like I said, against Texas Tech, but they're also allowing a lot of points. So that makes for entertaining games, at least. And luckily, Baylor's offense has been able to just kind of outscore their opponents. So, yeah, it's fun.
Give us a name of a guy, if you're not familiar with Baylor, and say, watch this guy today. I think this is going to be a huge game for him. And we know a lot, certainly, about Sawyer Robertson. But is there another guy out there for LSU fans that you would say, hey, watch out for this guy?
I'm going to give you two because they're a package deal on the defensive side of the ball. From what I understand, LSU's got a lot of opt-outs, and they're going to be missing some players on the offensive line. So Baylor has a pair of middle linebackers, Keaton Thomas and Matt Jones. Both of them have over 100 tackles this season. They're the first Baylor duo to do that since 2012. They are being coached specifically by Dave Aranda, and they play kind of in his image, right? They play like he wants them to play. So Keaton Thomas and Matt Jones are two inside linebackers that I think if Baylor wants to win this game, they're going to need to pressure Garrett Nussmeier, and they're the guys that are going to do it. So those are two guys that I think are going to play a huge role for Baylor today against LSU.
Zach, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
And, yes, sir.
Man, we all always keep a close eye on Dave. And what you talked about, him being blunt and to the point, we had a little conversation. He was at Saints camp watching one day, and I was like, man, at least you tell me the truth. Not like these other coaches. And he said, Mike, I'm going to steal your line. How you say that? I grew up in California.
California.
And he did it as straight face as could be, and I bust out laughing. He's like, "You get what I'm talking about?" But man, he's great for college football, and yes. I agree with you totally. You talk about a guy that tells you the truth; he does that. So, Zach, thanks so much for joining me this morning, along with Herb Tyler.
I appreciate you having me. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. That was our Inside the Tiger Den segment brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team. Go Tax Go. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.